Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Needs you.
Kiefer Madness. I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I think Halloween pranks are fine.
Halloween mischief.
Oh, no.
How does the sex bit happen? You can still feel it. Like, it's kind of, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time, weightless.
Dale, it's time for Kiefer Madness, but before we get to that...
Let's give you one real-world thing here quickly before we do this. Both the Globe and the Herald reported today, that James Whitey Bulger, the infamous Boston mobster, had been moved to the Hazleton Penitentiary, which is in West Virginia. He was convicted of killing at least 11 people. Health has been deteriorating. He was moved from a Florida prison to one in Oklahoma in the past week. And then was transferred to Hazleton. The president of the union representing workers at the Hazleton prison has been told that a male inmate was slain overnight. He said he was not told who was killed. Michelle McPhee is the only person I've seen reporting this right now, says Whitey Bulger was killed in his new West Virginia prison sometime overnight. Now, he only arrived there yesterday.
I was gonna say, that was his first night in, right?
He just got there yesterday. She is saying... And as I said, I don't see anybody else saying it besides Michelle McPhee, that James Whitey Bulger was killed in the West Virginia prison to which he was. We know he was transferred. Multiple media reports had his transfer. Michelle McPhee's the first and only person I've seen reporting that he was killed there last night.
We were just talking, was it yesterday, about the movie Black Mass?
Yeah.
And how
it was
not very good.
Well, we were talking more about the awful accents.
Also, the movie was not great.
It was okay.
No good critic score, user score. This could be a boost for it, though.
Yeah, maybe it will. So if anybody else has that too, we'll pass that along for you. But Dale, it is Halloween season. In fact, tomorrow is Halloween. It's been Halloween season all month long.
Is there such a thing as Halloween season?
October. All October.
As long
long.
As Home Depot has Halloween stuff up, it's Halloween season.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Can you talk about the fact that it's Halloween?
Yeah, that'd be tomorrow. Thank you, ma'am, for your question. Tomorrow is Halloween. People, of course, all month long. Actually, I have people down the street from me that right after Labor Day put up Halloween decorations.
Love that. I think that's outstanding.
That is early, though, no?
There's no such thing as too early.
When do you do Christmas decorations?
Tomorrow.
Is that right?
Well, the first.
November 1st? So that's what these people must do, because they had a lot of stuff. They had a ton of yard stuff. But it was the day after Labor Day, and I was like, holy smokes, look at all these blow-ups and all these kind of witches and skeletons.
You only get so much time you can do it, maybe a month.
That's true.
So you can extend it
about
a couple weeks.
Months. So these decorations can be pretty intense, and that's why we go out to this story in the beautiful state of North Dakota.
Used to live there.
You lived in North Dakota?
Minot, North Dakota.
How was the
why not
the weather? How was the weather
it
there?
It was god-awful.
Yeah, it was just
yeah.
Not,
it was
how
horrible.
Big was the town?
It was small. Yeah. We lived south of town, quote unquote.
Okay.
The Air Force Base, Minot Air Force Base, is north of town. It was probably 15, 20 miles away as the crow flies.
Okay,
and because it is flat as a pancake, I could lay in my bed upstairs and see the runway lights.
Is that right? How long were you there for?
Just a couple of years. Yeah. My dad was working on the missile
sites. Go to Minnesota?
We went to Minnesota after Minot.
Jeez.
I couldn't get out of Minot quick enough, so we went to Minnesota to warm up.
Beautiful big sky country out in North Dakota.
This early Halloween decoration has neighbors in West Fargo concerned.
Uh-oh.
Early decoration.
North Fargo, they're a little concerned.
One of them even called 911.
WDAY News reporter Nick Broadway tells us why this $1 window poster was enough to get police attention.
Oh, boy.
It was an accidental trick,
long before any treats got handed out.
Nice. See what they did there? A little trick-or-treat.
Get
pun.
It, yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Right out of the chute, we know we're dealing with the top brass.
Long before any treats got handed out.
It is my favorite holiday. It's been since birth, actually.
October 31st.
Your favorite holiday since birth?
You never came right out the womb going,
go, when's Halloween? What are we going as this year? Do we have a family costume? What are we doing here? What do you have?
Been since birth, actually.
October 31st is also this couple's wedding anniversary.
Oh, so they're in it. They are absolutely locked in.
Oh, yeah.
They got married on Halloween?
That's a great day to get married.
You
think? That is a dopey day to get married.
unless
you're going to wear some orange wedding dress or something.
Yeah, what do you think they
no,
wore?
I just
do you think
mean
they wore
skulls on your bow tie.
What would you do? Would you go as Dracula and the Bride of Dracula?
Now we're talking.
Or Frankenstein.
Elvira. You could go anywhere.
The Bride
with
of Frankenstein.
I'm going to guess that your wife, who I've met and seems like a very lovely person, would not share your enthusiasm for getting married on Halloween.
She might not, but I just think in general.
She might not.
As
she
you
might
get older, not. Like there's yeah. Halloween parties, but then like, you know, if it was a Saturday night and you were getting married, I think people would be ecstatic about it. And you throw a little twist in there with the tricks.
I was married on New Year's Eve.
What do you think of that one, Dale?
It's less dopey than Halloween.
It was
but still
deal.
Dopey.
People loved it.
I mean,
yeah,
I got to be
dopey.
Honest. It's kind of hard to find a place, isn't it? Hold the reception and all that on New Year's
great.
Eve.
We stayed on past midnight, so it turned into like a double party. It was perfect. And it was a Saturday that year, so it really
it's
was,
the same thing.
It was
really.
Perfect.
People think they have plans on these days.
They don't.
Really
oh my
don't.
God, New Year's, nobody's doing anything on New Year's.
And they're
Year's.
Looking for an excuse to have yes, a great party, and absolutely. They don't have to pay for it.
So now these people, Halloween and their anniversary are all wrapped up into one, so these people, they get it.
And Becky's birthday is on the 29th.
Oh my God, they were made for
overkill.
It. Overkill. So you came right out of the womb, and she was like, Halloween's in 2 days? Let's get cracking.
Halloween is kind of a good day for us.
Oh, that's perfect.
Over the weekend, Becky Muse got a jump start on Halloween decorations before any of the eyeballs or inflatables went up.
The eyeballs? Is that really synonymous with Halloween?
No.
Hey, did you guys take the eyeballs yet? Where are the eyeballs? Nothing says Halloween like a nice set of eyeballs.
Bowl full of eyeballs.
I don't get that one.
Their first decoration was this window sign. It says, help me, and looks like it was written in blood.
I don't know if the neighbors are going to be wild about the help me sign written in blood.
After putting it up, the couple went out for a birthday dinner. On their way home,
they didn't care.
No, they were like, we're putting that there, fine.
Time to go get a nosh.
Uh-huh.
They got messages from neighbors asking if they were okay. One man even went as far as calling 911. That neighbor,
where did you get ready for this?
Was Michael Myers.
even better.
Is none other than WDAY radio host Jay Thomas.
The guy that works at the station with him. The guy that works at the station.
Well, he was
him.
Concerned about his coworker. Rich, if I drove by your house and
I saw... not a coworker. I'm saying the guy that... The people are doing this story, some guy...
Oh, I thought he was the neighbor.
No, he was the neighbor, but I'm saying he saw them and was obviously very concerned, so he called 911.
I look across the street, and I see in my neighbor's window this sign that says, help me. So I'm like, what's going on over here?
He says he saw what appeared to be an undercover squad car parked down the street.
Wait a minute. Somebody's got like a sting operation.
What does
going
an
on
undercover
here?
Squad car look like?
You know, there's no siren on it. There's
okay.
No
lights.
That's about it.
So it's basically a car.
It's just a car. He saw a car parked.
Yeah.
But he thought it was
this
undercover.
This sign that says, help me. So I'm like, what's going on over here?
He says he saw what appeared to be an undercover squad car parked down the street before calling police.
So I go walk down there to look in the car, and a person in the car just motions me to get out of here.
So what was he doing? So he walks down the street, and he's like, is something going on?
He's got to check it out.
Hey, what's going on? And the guy's just like, take a hike, and then he does.
How does he know it's an undercover squad car?
He has no idea.
Could have just been anybody. Imagine somebody walking up to you in your car. What are you going to do?
I'm like, oh, is this my Uber? I'm like, no, get out of here. Get out of here. That happens all the time.
I'm like, whoa, okay, something's not right.
Thomas calls 911.
Whoa.
No, that doesn't mean something's not right. It just means the guy's waiting for somebody else. He doesn't want to explain himself to you. That doesn't make any sense. This guy's a radio host, too. He's just like us.
He's got a voice like that.
He does have a great voice. Great pipe.
This sign that says, help me.
Oh.
So I'm like, what's going on over here?
I was like, what's going on? Somebody needs help.
Then he starts messaging Becky.
And I didn't answer. And 15 minutes later, he's like, are you okay? Are you at home? And then I said, what? And he said, the sign. You have a sign in your window. Help me.
She was okay.
Oh, what a relief.
Thank God.
What a relief.
And the officer who showed up told the couple this happens all the time.
It's like classic mishap. The old blood help me sign. All the time.
It is kind of a little much, don't you think?
I think it's a Halloween decoration, and if they know these people, they got married on Halloween, they're obsessed with Halloween, unless they just moved in, wouldn't they know they're a super Halloween place?
Yeah, and he texted her, so he clearly has her number. And it's a dollar sign. It's not like it's like well done, I'm sure. It's just some crappy stick on the window.
Right.
To my defense, there were no other Halloween decorations out there.
To his defense, that's actually not bad. If that's the only thing
thing is the sign in the window and there's nothing else, maybe, no skull and crossbones hanging from a tree or anything.
The eyes up yet.
The eyes are in a bowl. They're a minimalist. In the front foyer.
They're like, we have the help me sign. Looks like it's written in blood.
From total scare to a memory that's still making both of them laugh.
Yeah, that was a talented terror there.
Nick Broadway.
She's really...
Whoa,
really
back up.
She's really cracked up.
Who was the reporter?
Oh, you'll hear.
Yeah, that was a... talented terror there.
Nick Broadway, WDAY.
Oh, stop. That is not his real. That's a stage name.
He's workshopping some things out in Fargo. Nick Broadway.
Nick Broadway in Fargo.
Yeah,
not a chance.
You don't think it's Nick Broadway?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
Nick Broadway, WDAY News.
It is his stage name.
It could be.
I agree. It does look real. Officers, by the way, didn't ask them to take down the help me sign.
Jay's kind of a Mrs. Kravitz.
What's Mrs. Kravitz?
That's from Bewitched.
Oh, a bewitched reference?
A bewitched reference, yes.
Timely.
Bewitched reference.
Of all movies, he chose Bewitched.
He went with Bewitched.
He's not even showing you a movie. We're even thinking of a TV show.
He's an older gentleman. I mean, that's okay.
Was that a 70s show or 80s?
60s into 70s.
60s into 70s. Want to freshen up those references there, guy? I guess not.
Can I give you an addition to Kiefer Madness?
Yes, please.
Halloween, because it's the Halloween theme.
It is the Halloween theme.
This is from an Associated Press story out of Oakland, California.
Okay.
I'm just going to read you the opening line of the story, okay?
Yes, let's hear it.
Here we go. Police investigators on Monday were trying to determine whether a decaying human head found in an Oakland backyard belongs to a recently discovered headless corpse. I'm going to help him out here and suggest.
Usually does.
I'm going to suggest.
Go ahead and connect
them. Got a headless corpse over here,
and
you got a head over here, there's a pretty good chance.
But Dale, there might be more headless corpses.
I was going to say, sadly, you might have two unsolved crimes.
Or
you have one solved crime or two unsolved. It's really.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest they might be connected.
See, you're. Oh, well, but they're not, is the thing.
So Sergeant Michael Cardoza told reporters, I can say that in my years of service,
yes,
I've never had a human skull delivered to the police station.
Oh my
because
God.
The folks who found it in the backyard said, we got to take this to the police. Bring they didn't in. Leave it there.
No.
They threw it in the trunk.
No, you can't touch it.
Drove to the police. Hey,
I've learned anything about CSI or CSI New York or CSI Miami or CSI Atlanta
or Las Vegas
or CSI Boston.
CSI Revere.
You don't pick them up. You leave the skulls where they are and you call
leave
somebody.
The human head in the pile
call
of leaves.
That's right.
Call the authorities.
That's what you do. That's right. Thank you very much.
You never know.
No,
it could come up.
That's true.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We get right back to the calls with you. Coming up next, Sports Radio, WEEI.
So I go walk down there to look in the car, and a person in the car just motions me to get out of here. I'm like, whoa, okay, something's not right.
It is my favorite holiday. It's been since birth, actually.
It was an accidental trick long before any treats got handed out.
And can you talk about the fact that it's Halloween as well?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.